For years, one of New York's most beloved residents was the expatriate British broadcaster Alastair Cook. He's perhaps best known to Americans as the host of PBS's Masterpiece Theater.
Good evening. I'm Alastair Cook. We open tonight a new television theater, which in the
Cook was also acclaimed for his Letter from America, a weekly BBC broadcast Cook delivered for nearly 60 years. Cook died last year at the age of 95, but there's a ghoulish story in today's New York Daily News involving Cook's remains and a ring of body snatchers. I'm joined from New York by Bill Sherman of the Daily News. And Bill Sherman, body snatchers? What's going on?
An ex-dentist and an embalmer, along with several other people, were paying funeral home directors $1,000 per corpse. They would then surgically remove the bones, skin, cardiac valves, and other tissue from these corpses and sell them to tissue processing companies for eventual transplant into people, as in skin for burn victims, cardiac valves for people with heart problems, bone that was used for dental implants and orthopedic procedures, bone replacement procedures, and so forth. And just the day before yesterday, I found out the body snatchers, led by a man, as I said, Michael Mastromarino, had stolen Alastair Cook's bones.
So he obviously had to have the cooperation of the funeral home director.
Yes, he did. The family did not give permission, and as it is alleged these body snatchers did in hundreds of other cases, he lied about Cook's age in the records that he produced. He said he was 85 when, in fact, Cook died at the age of 95. And Mastromarino produced documents saying that Cook died of a heart attack, while, in fact, he died of lung cancer that spread throughout his bones. And the Federal Food and Drug Administration regulations and other state and local protocols say that you cannot use bones diseased with cancer for any transplant procedures. So Mastromarino had to, allegedly, as I say, change the record so he could sell the bones. And he sold them to two different tissue processing companies, and both those companies have declined to comment.
So it's anyone's guess where that tissue is now?
The bone is in, harvested bone is probably in, 15 or 20 different people, in according to the procedure.
That is, pardon me, but that is disgusting. There's no other word for it, but to think of that as...
It is disgusting, but I mean, at this point, having written about this for a couple of months, I'm rather used to it. But each time I sit down, I get disgusted again.
Bill Sherman is a reporter for the New York Daily News. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.